want to be part of this world, Jenny, you need to decide if all this is worth it.
My God, you'll never believe what's on Gossip Girl.
Someone saw Serena getting off the train at Grand Central.
I thought everything was good between us.
It was, before I found out you had sex with my boyfriend.
Best friend and the boyfriend. It's pretty classy, yes.
You really go out with some guy you don't know?
Well, you can't be worse than the guys I do know.
Well, our kids are about to meet. It's a small island.
Are you sure it's not some boy you're using to get to me?
Did you sleep with her, huh?
I know how long you and I have been best friends, okay?
No, it's not okay, Chuck. From now on, you stay away from me.
Did something happen last night?
Yes.
I'm done.
I lied, and I stole, and I lost the respect of my family. For what?
I tried to warn you. There's a price to pay.
Lily, would you do me the honor of being my wife?
You proposed before we left, and I'm going to say yes.
One thing I learned is that in the face of true love, you don't just give up. Even if the object of your affection is begging you to.
I'm not who you thought I was, and you can't forgive that.
I don't know how to make things go back to what they were.
I'm locking myself away in the Hamptons. You know how I get in the summer.
Yeah, I do.
If you want to reflect together, I'll be around.
Where is she? And who am I? That's a secret I'll never tell. You know you love me. XOXO. Gossip Girl.
I met her at a backyard block party by the bar.
Unlike the rest of us, sex, lies, and scandal never take a vacation. Instead, they take the Long Island Expressway and head east to the Hamptons. Some would say summer is their busiest season. Think Park Avenue, but with tennis whites and Band of Soleil. The players change, but the game remains the same.
I'm waiting for this all day.
Are you sure Serena's still okay with covering for you? She was a little cold.
Oh, she's totally fine.
But you haven't told her anything?
She knows that I'm seeing someone I'm not ready to introduce to anyone just yet. Or ever. Look, she needed time to decompress from her breakup anyway. Covering for me works for her, too.
Let's go to my place before somebody spots us.
Your house? I thought we couldn't.
There's always the guest house.
Girls, you don't know how thankful I am to finally found a use of geometry in my daily life. When I come back, we gon' do it again. Promise we gon' do it again.
I'm better at a backyard block party by the bar. Spotted. Blair Waldorf at Charles de Gaulle, Homeward Bound. What could possibly make Queen Bee abandon her two dads before Labor Day? We bet Chuck Bass wants to know.
Mr. Chuck, is there something you need caretaking of?
The only thing I need to take care of is you. And you. And you.
Also spotted? Serena Vanderwoodsen on Cooper's Beach, alone again. We've heard talk that things are heating up with Nate Archibald. And where there's smoke, there's usually fire. But if that's the case, why has Nate fallen right off our radar and Serena is always sighted solo? Wonder what she'd do if she knew Lonely Boy wasn't so lonely anymore.
Things happen. People change.
No, I've been Harris's assistant all summer. How come I don't know you?
I was at a symposium at the 92nd Street Y and June.
No, wait, no. If you were there, we would have met.
And dish up justice. You considered violence, and you considered reconciliation.
How about now we can meet?
Thank you.
Whenever you want.
Wow.
kept my eye on her.
I don't think she noticed, sir.
I read from your favorite chapter, or did you not notice?
I've heard that chapter so many times, sometimes I think I wrote it myself.
Speaking of, where's that story of yours? You know, the one your internship requires you turn in?
Yeah, it's imminent.
So is death. Be more specific.
I'm just doing a polish. It's basically done.
Noah Shapiro at the Paris Review is looking forward to it.
And calling him was an amazing thing to do for me. Really, thank you.
I told him it would be even better than your piece in The New Yorker. Don't let me down.
It'll be on your desk first thing in the morning, sir.
Why don't you go home and finish now?
Hey! Where have you been hiding? I thought you asked me to meet you here.
You know what? Unfortunately, I have to go. My check for tomorrow? We'll make it up, I promise.
Okay.
Well, 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 lonely boy. Maybe dating and dumping Serena wasn't such a bad idea. Looks like it's time to give you a new nickname. How about Playboy?
People, I'm worried. Eleanor returns next week, and we are still behind. Of course, I have to go to that party this weekend. I won't be around, and therefore neither will you. So you better get twice as much work done today, or you will regret it.
As for little Jay, looks like this summer has been all work and no play.
You can't be finished. There's no way you could possibly be finished. Don't you do anything when you leave here, Ginny?
Actually, I was hoping I could show you something I've been working on.
This isn't school. I don't look at your work.
As an intern wants to, I think it's better.
What is that?
It's a dress I made for the white party.
For the vitamin water party?
Mm-hmm.
Who invited you? Oh, lace. Oh, it's not even white, it's bone. It's way too big for you. Don't you know how to fit? It's huge.
Well, it's not actually for me, it's for you. I'm not going to the party, so.
Oh, so you thought I might wear some Holly Hobby frock made by an intern so that when I get photographed, your work ends up in W? If I'm going to wear a custom anything, it's going to matter.
Here's what you asked for, Laurel.
Since you did so well with repairing the trim on the dead stock, match these up. Oh, and put that away. Eggshell gives me a migraine.
Well, I guess now is as good a time as any to order dinner. When you want Indian?
Oh, it's too hot for Indian. How about popsicles? Hey, where's Mom?
She and Alex had tickets to South Pacific. What is that, more homework?
Finish your story yet?
Almost.
Good. I'm hoping by reading it that maybe I can figure out why you and Serena broke up anyway.
Yeah, me too. Hey, Jen, I'm going to head out and get some food. I'll be back in a bit.
This is the first time I've seen you look in the mirror all summer. Here, I thought if you did, you'd turn to stone. Must be pretty nervous about something if you're willing to take that risk.
Sis. I'm on my way out to Lily Pond. The triplets returning to Rio, I thought I'd continue my tour of South America. Maybe Argentina.
And what are the flowers for? You wouldn't perhaps have overheard a recent phone call with a certain best friend of mine who mentioned she's on her way out here on the jitney.
What's a jitney?
That's your way of saying no, but I'm glad to hear it. Because Blair will never forgive you for what you did to her.
Isn't that a little piece of advice your boyfriend, Nate?
Nate didn't say anything.
Good. Because I don't think it's wise taking relationship advice from somebody in a fake relationship. Call me crazy. Enjoy another night alone with your thoughts.
Good luck on your suicide mission.
Spotted. Chuck Bass waiting for the jitney. A dozen roses in one hand, his heart in the other. You know what they say. A man is a good thing to come home for, but an even better thing to come home with. Ain't karma a bitch? We know Blair Waldorf is. All summer. Please, don't tell me you just sat around watching The Closer and eating takeout from Nick and Tony's.
No, Della Femina.
And what about all those rumors I heard about you and Nate?
Mm-mm-mm. completely untrue. They just got people off my back about being sad, and then Nate could do whatever he wanted, so it worked out for both of us.
You're telling me you didn't have any fun with anyone all summer?
Well, there's this hot lifeguard that asked me out, but I turned him down.
What? Are you crazy? A hot lifeguard is like Kleenex. Use once and throw away. You couldn't ask for a better rebound.
I don't think I'm ready. I still miss Dan sometimes. More than sometimes. All the time.
The only thing lamer than dating Dan Humphrey is mourning Dan Humphrey. And the only reason you're still sitting Shiva is because you haven't gotten back out there and had your summer fling.
Yeah, the triplets have skirted, but not before teaching me some Portuguese tongue twisters. I'll see you.
James is the classiest guy I've ever met. You know, he drinks gin martinis and he speaks six languages, and he gave me this amazing Bulgari pearl choker with a gold B clasp on it.
I thought your dad gave you that. Who's James? Oh my god, B. He sounds amazing. The last time we talked, you hadn't even met him.
No, I don't. He swept me off my feet. He's so charming. Plus, he tells the best stories.
You're lying.
I am not.
Your eyes are doing that thing where they don't match your mouth.
I wasn't aware that robots got jealous. Did they update your software while I was away?
Come on. You and I both know this guy's just a prop you bought to try to hurt me. Like I hurt you.
You didn't hurt me. Well, I will admit, waiting for you in Tuscany the first few days were mildly humiliating. But when I realized you weren't going to show, I rallied. Luckily, made a friend on the trip over.
Boring Ben? My dad's ex-employee? By the way, I had him fired just for you.
Well, I owe him everything. He introduced me to James. You know, I think he might be the one.
Prove it.
I don't have to prove anything. But if you want to get to know James better, I'll bring him to dinner tonight. I'll bet you like him just as much as I do.
Oh, and if by that you mean I won't like him at all, then you're right. I'll see you at 7.
How about we go find that lifeguard? But we should stop at Nate's first. He has something of mine that I need. Hey, how's Vermont?
Great. Vanessa and her parents were at last night's gig.
I didn't even know she was up here. When I asked her how
Dan was doing, she didn't answer. I'd hoped maybe that she could help him get over Serena this summer.
I don't think Dan needs any help in that department, and I think Vanessa noticed.
He's still dating up a storm?
Well, if you call a different girl every night dating. I'm a little worried about him, Dad.
Is he there?
He's still sleeping. He was out pretty late last night.
Have him call me when he wakes up.
Hey, you know you haven't told me how the dress went over.
Yeah, it's over. Laurel doesn't want to wear it to the party.
Well, why don't you wear it?
Dad, as nice as it is that you're encouraging me to get my designs out there, the white party's like super exclusive. I mean, summer interns do not get to go. Last year, they even turned away Jack Johnson.
Sounds like a party with taste.
Ted.
Also sounds like the kind of party the Vanderwoodsons would go to. Have you asked Eric about it?
Yeah, that might be a little awkward considering the last conversation we had. I sort of said some things I shouldn't have. You know, maybe I should have just come with you this summer. Eleanor's been in Paris like the entire time, and Laurel's been so worried about everything. What if it was a waste?
It's not a waste if there's time to change it. Maybe you should start with Eric and then go from there.
Thanks, Dad. See you Sunday.
You know it.
Okay, bye.
Not today, kid.
It's all right, Joe. He's with me.
I'm sorry to interrupt while we're working.
You wouldn't be interrupting if you'd shown up on time. Something tells me you're here empty-handed.
All I need is one more day.
About the last 60 weren't enough?
I'm sorry, sir, but I...
Don't sit. You're not staying. You told me you were serious about writing.
I know. I tried to write. I did. But every time I sat down... It's just there was something in the way. I couldn't focus.
Excuses are for the unemployed, of which you are now one. If you won't do your homework, then neither will I. You'll get no letter of recommendation from me.
Working for you is very important to me.
And yet your actions have illustrated only the opposite. Drop my spare key in the mail. That I'm sure you have time to do.
Time, you're about 3 months late.
Eric, wait.
And let me guess, you want something.
Yeah, you're right. Does it help the new me just answer that honestly?
Not really.
Look, I know I acted like a complete and total raging bitch last year, but
What you don't know is how bad I felt about it all summer. You were the only person that was friends with me for me, and I hurt you the worst.
Well, you did get yours in the end. And since it's not like I have many friends myself, I guess I could use every lying,
manipulating, backstabbing one I can get. What'd you have in mind?
Well, do you happen to be in the Hamptons right now? Oh, a honk instead of a knock. Did someone order a townie?
Oh, God, the lifeguard's got a Camaro. And not an ironic, I've got a Camaro away.
Just go already. Luck.
Yeah, you too.
Mwah.
Hey, and if anybody asks, I'm out with Nate, okay?
Still don't understand what that's about, but okay. Where is he tonight, anyway?
I don't know. Bye.
I'm sorry. I couldn't see you all day. It just got away from me. Oh, God, I wish the summer wasn't ending. I forgot how much fun it is.
Lots of people on the Ferris that last year round.
Yeah, but I can't get caught.
I can be really sneaky.
Sneaky is cute at your age. A couple decades later, not so much. Can we talk about this later?
I'm so cute, let's talk about this now.
Why don't I do something that shuts you up?
So, James, did you have a chance to meet Harold and, what is his boyfriend's name again?
Roman?
Only briefly at the chateau. Although, Kat didn't seem to like me nearly as much. I have the scars to prove it.
Well, we certainly have crammed an awful lot into such a short time together. I wonder, has Blair had a chance to share her favorite movies with you yet? Tiffany's, Roman Holiday, and, of course, Charade.
Well, I thought your third favorite was Funny Face.
It is. I hate Charade. Chuck, stop harassing him.
Yeah, how well do you know Blair Waldorf? It's kind of boring for those of us who actually know Blair Waldorf.
Not to mention transparent.
Well, thank you, Grandma.
Why is it when you say that word, it sounds like an insult?
No, I don't mind. I would like to learn as much as I can about Blair, and there's no better way to learn than through a quiz.
Well, it's a shame you guys took a bus and not a limo. I don't know if you know this, but Blair loves the limo.
Sweetie, will you please pass me the salt and pepper?
Excuse me. I think I just lost my appetite.
Excuse me.
Chuck.
Look, I know what that pin means to you. You gave it to Nate the first time you said you loved him.
Well, I asked for it back. I thought James should have it now.
Do you, really feel the same way about him as you did me?
I do.
I'll see you at school.
On your sweater by mistake.
Oh, well, I didn't feel anything.
Neither did I. Well, Nathaniel, you have a choice. Under the bed or out the window.
What?
My husband just pulled up.
Your husband? I thought he wasn't supposed to be home till next week.
Seems he's home early.
Deal.
I have no idea.
Tucker.
Oh, he's totally right. I don't even like James.
Thank you. I was waiting for that.
I only hooked up with him a week ago because I knew that I couldn't get off the plane alone. And it would kill me if Chuck knew that he'd ruined my summer.
Oh, babe, I'm so sorry. Was it really bad?
I would be in my cabana at the Hotel de Cap, and there he would be. Amid all the fireworks on Bastille Day, all I could see was that Chuck bastard.
The limo's taking me back in an hour. You're welcome to join me.
Oh, you're not going to the white party?
Come on, pretty girls, white dresses.
Unless there's a sprinkler, I don't care. Besides, it's tourist season in the city. Easy pickings. Okay, and I don't want Blair throwing her call boy in my face.
At least I could have gotten a more interesting stand-in than James. You know how hard it is to find a good fake boyfriend on short notice?
Well, he was smart and fun at tea yesterday, and he's really cute, too.
You don't have to lie anymore, Serena. He served his purpose. Now that Chuck is on his way back to the city, I can jump James just in time to go to the white party stag. How was your date, by the way?
After a few hours with that guy, I need life-saving, not guardians.
Baby steps, ma chérie, baby steps.
By the way, Archibald, now that the summer's over, I can tell you I never believed any of the talk that you hit it with my sis. Good morning, Waldorf.
It was until now.
Hey, why didn't you call me back this morning?
Can't talk about that here.
Where's Princeton? Surprised you let him get away.
James goes to Georgetown. And unlike you, I don't lose something if I let it out of my sight.
When you told me your secret girlfriend was older, I thought you meant college. Not to mention Catherine's married.
I don't know where you've been, but your boy toy is a Princeton man. He and I talked about it while you played dress up with Serena last night.
Catherine ended it with me last night.
What? Tell me.
You misheard, Chuck. He's always going on and on about his crew division and his eating club. Georgetown all the way.
I know he said Princeton.
Georgetown.
Princeton.
Georgetown. Serena, let's go.
Well, I'm glad to hear you're not seeing Catherine anymore. We can talk about it later.
Eric, it's me. You were at dinner last night. What college does Blair's consort go to? Yeah, well, that's not what he told Blair. Do some research, Junior. I'm in the mood to be right.
I can't believe that I get a job working for my literary idol, and he cans me. You know, I did everything he asked, from picking up his dry cleaning to keeping him sober before noon, which was, believe me, the hardest thing I've ever done.
Harder than finishing that story?
No, I just couldn't write it, Dad. I don't know why.
You're talking to a guy who couldn't finish a new song in 12 years. I get it.
So what is the story about anyway?
The dissolution of a relationship between two people from different worlds.
Science fiction, huh?
Yeah.
Well, if I can offer some fatherly advice from 300 miles away...
I haven't finished the story because I haven't dealt with... my feelings over the way I ended it with Serena.
Couldn't have said it better myself. Even if you'd let me.
I've tried not to think about her all summer because I was afraid if I did that I would see... and I made a huge mistake, so I've just been trying to distract myself the best I can.
Well, you've been running all summer.
Maybe it's time you stopped and you turned around and faced it.
So not only did James Schiller not go to Princeton, he also didn't go to Georgetown. In fact, I couldn't find a record of him at any of the big schools.
Since when did you become Sherlock Holmes?
So you think James is...
I'm a talented Mr. Ripley. If you want entree to the upper class, there's no easier mark than a wronged woman. Time to call in the big guns. Mike, I need a background check on you.
He's got a PI on speed dial.
Nate!
I know that face. That face is not your friend.
My grandmother just informed me you told her I'm going to be your date to the white party this evening. If things are really over with Catherine, then why do I still need to be her cover? Huh?
James, the past 6 days have been exactly what I needed them to be.
Me too. And there's something I've...
Me first. Sorry.
What is it? What did you want to say?
I just wanted to ask if you'd like to come to the white party with me tonight.
Sure. That'd be great.
I know I shouldn't have used you again after our conversation this morning.
No, I get it. You have feelings for her, but let's just be honest about why you want to go tonight. You want to check out the competition.
No. I want to see her and her husband together. Just once?
Yeah, that's called checking out the competition, which is stupid and potentially dangerous, Nate.
Yeah, you're right.
But since I've been stupid and dangerous in the past, I'm not one to talk, am I? It was probably gonna be an uneventful evening anyway. Pick me up at 5.
Sometimes the stars align for two old friends to come together. But sometimes they align for two old flames to totally combust.
Hey, 14 South Harbor Lane?
Yeah,
you go there? All right.
Wonder what the sky holds for S tonight. Friendship or fireworks?
The word, I'm the word on the street. Ain't nobody hotter than me, bro. So stay with me. I'm superb, I like a bird. 16 with the best bird. Really checking on me. I'm hot, hot. But I'm cooler than you choose. I'm a big shot. Probably see me in a new Explorer Safari. You know where your girl be if you wanna find me.
Hey, thanks again for giving me another chance.
Thanks for being worthy of it. You know you're on probation, right?
Yeah.
That's all the bread I just...
You look great. Please tell your mom.
All right, bye.
Excuse me a moment.
Trying to ruin my marriage?
Get me drunk.
Daniel Humphrey, I can honestly say I'm surprised.
Is Serena here?
No, she's gone ahead to a party that I'm quite late for myself.
Oh, could you please?
Oh yeah, sure.
Yeah, if you really want me to.
Here you go.
Thank you.
But you seem, I don't know, you seem different.
Well, certain things are in remission, Mr. Humphrey. Not the least of which is my former attitude. Going through something like I did changes you. You can see things differently.
Yeah, like what?
Like how the keys to someone else's happiness are not necessarily the same ones as for your own. Serena thinks she had me fooled this summer, but I know the truth. You are still in her heart.
Yeah. Are you sure I'm at the right house?
This party that you're about to take me to, it has a very strict dress code.
And all of that is to say what I wanted to talk to you about earlier is that my feelings for you have deepened, and I can't help thinking that what I've done is something so terrible, so inappropriate.
Oh, you're so funny.
I'm sorry.
I can just listen to you all day.
Did I say something funny?
Mm-hmm.
Make that two?
You got it.
So, Jimmy, how did you manage to get in? And in that dress? You know, I checked at the door and your name's not on the list, and they said you were someone's plus one, but I told them that someone like you couldn't possibly know anyone here.
Oh, look, actually, here's someone I know coming right now.
Jenny, this is Tinsley Mortimer, a friend of my mom's. Tinsley, this is my friend Jenny I told you about, and that's Laurel.
It's so nice to meet you, Jenny. Nice to meet you, too. I have a lookbook of photos from magazines that I cut out, and you're in, like, all of them. You have amazing taste.
That is so sweet. Thank you. You know, Eric said you're an aspiring designer. Are you wearing one of your own pieces?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I am.
Is something wrong?
You've been using me to make that guy jealous.
I have not.
It's no wonder you hate charade. It hits too close to home.
You don't understand. Chuck is an awful person. He does terrible things. He uses people.
And you think you're any different?
can't believe I've been so stupid.
I bet you don't even like me at all.
No, not really. I mean, you're kind of boring.
Am I? Or are you just too interested in yourself to get to know me? You two deserve each other.
This is all your fault. I would have never needed a James if you hadn't stood me up at the airport in the first place. You made me use him.
I didn't make you do anything.
We were just you. Don't you see we're the same?
Stop trying to fight it.
I will fight until my last dying breath because any resemblance to you is something I would hate about myself.
What are you still doing here?
What did she just say to you?
She just asked me what I'm still doing here.
Oh, that's it. She's officially not invited to book club next summer.
I don't even know what I was thinking.
No, don't feel bad. Like, it's her fault for getting things started with you in the first place.
Oh, I know, but it was stupid. I just wish I could make her feel as badly as I feel right now.
You totally can.
I spotted Serena and Nate in a massive display of PDA.
Of course.
And that's exactly what Dan Humphrey is. Pretty damn angry.
No, Dan, wait.
No, thank you.
No, I didn't expect to see you. You completely surprised me.
Well, I have to say, you didn't. Nate, huh? I guess even bad history repeats itself.
No, it's not what it looks like.
Let me guess, there's an explanation?
Yes, of course. I was just trying to help him make someone jealous.
Who?
Well, I can't say.
Why not? Oh, well, I'm sure you can't tell me that either.
No, I can't, but that's not the point.
No, that's exactly the point. It can never just be a simple answer with you. It can't just be I kissed Nate. It has to be I kissed Nate because someone I can't name needed to see it for a reason I can't explain. It's the same drama differences. Hi, what are you doing here?
I came with a date. I'm glad I did. Because since I know her date, the two of us got to meet.
Yeah, and then we got to talking. We figured out that the other night at Jeremiah Harris's reading, when you were making out with me,
you were supposed to be with me. Oops.
All right, no. Let me guess. You can explain.
Catherine, what are you doing?
Why did you kiss Serena?
You said we were through.
I can't believe that you would try to make me jealous in front of my husband and our friends.
Well, did it work?
Completely.
So I went a little overboard.
A little?
Yeah, it's true. I did. And I hate that I'm even able to say this, but it's not the first time that something like that has happened. I haven't been able to get you out of my head all summer. I was hoping when I saw you, I would know that we did the right thing. But I don't feel that way. I don't feel that way at all.
Can we not talk about this right now? Right now, I just need to make sure my grandfather's suit from the 70s isn't ruined forever. Yeah. More than it already was by being my grandfather's suit from the 70s.
I missed that little laugh of yours. Okay.
When words get in the way, there's really only one thing left to do.
Let's get out of here. You want to get out of here?
Yes. I just have to say goodbye to a few dozen people first. Do you want to...
Yeah, I'll meet you at the beach. I'll wait there.
Right. I used you as a weapon against Chuck. I didn't need you to be interesting, so I didn't listen when you talked. I just needed you to look good. What'd you do?
Just in time. What's the dirt on non-James Schiller?
I'm afraid we have something in common.
Well, I look good, too.
And not just that. It's what I was trying to tell you earlier. I haven't been honest with you.
Okay, spill it.
I don't go to Georgetown or Princeton or any school for that matter. I'm afraid I slipped up on that detail. My name is actually Marcus Beaton. I'm British and a lord.
What? Well, why didn't you tell me before?
Well, most women I meet only like me for my title. I vowed the next time to pretend to be a common American and see what happened. But after a couple of days with you, I was afraid if I told you the truth, you'd hate me for lying in the first place.
No, not quite, my lord. The title is great and all, but what I'd like more than anything is a little honesty for a change from both of us.
When you told me I was boring before, no one ever tells me things like that. I liked it. And tell me, what else do you think about me?
Keep talking in that accent and I'll come up with something.
Tinsley offered to help you find an internship if you want one?
Yeah, she did. I said thanks, but I'm actually learning a lot where I am right now. I didn't think it was right to leave just yet.
Well, enjoy the rest of your weekend, Jenny. I'll see you Monday.
I look forward to it.
Do you think she meant any of that?
No, probably not, but at least she knows my name now, right? Chuck, aren't you done trying to destroy my night?
Look, I should never have abandoned you. I knew I made the wrong decision as soon as your plane took off. Distracted myself all summer. And I wouldn't feel it, but I still do.
And?
I was scared. I was scared that if we spent the whole summer together, just us. You see?
See what?
Me. Don't leave with him.
Why? Give me a reason. And I'm Chuck Bass, doesn't count.
Because you don't want to.
Not good enough.
Because I don't want you to.
It's not enough.
What else is there?
The true reason I should stay right where I am and not get in the car. Three words. Eight letters. Say it, and I'm yours. Thank you. That's all I needed to hear.
Thank you.
summer love is fleeting. But sometimes what starts as a fling can lead to the real thing. A simple trip to the beach could be all it takes to clear our heads and open our hearts and write a new ending to an old story. Every aching wound will cauterize and bruise in memory of what we used to call and there are those who got burned by the heat. They just want to forget and start over. While there are others who want each moment to last forever. But everyone can agree on one thing. Tans fade, highlights go dark, and we all get sick of sand in our shoes. But the end of summer is the beginning of a new season. So we find ourselves looking to the future. You ain't seen nothing yet. XOXO, Gossip Girl.